The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What else has the pandemic ruined? Our sleep patterns.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. It's all over the place. Some people that have been great sleepers their whole lives now have insomnia. And then there's others that have always been terrible sleepers and sleep deprived. And all of a sudden now they're getting more sleep than ever. But that has also led to increased cases of sleepwalking.
Oh, no.
Sleepwalking scares me.
It scares me too, man.
When people are scary.
It's like an out-of-body experience that you're watching somebody. And even though you love that person a lot and they maybe sleep next to you or live in your house, your first immediate reaction is, hit them with something. I mean, at least that's me. Like, I want to grab a bat for protection. If I'm seeing the whites of your eyes and you're still moving, it's a problem.
Right. Well, you know, this app, Paul, he's not a sleepwalker, but one of the things that sleepwalkers do, too, is they just sit up in bed.
Yeah.
And Paul does that, my husband. He'll just sit up, and I'll, like, look over at him, and I'll be like, you okay? And then he'll say something so random.
That makes no sense.
Right. And then I kind of just have to, like, guide him back down.
Yeah.
But then I always think, like, what's stopping him from punching me in the face?
You don't know. See what I'm saying with the bat?
Yeah.
Just one good donk and they're right back to sleep.
But what's scarier than being like the person that has to watch somebody do that? I've done sleepwalking.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where'd you end up?
Twice in college that I know of.
Oh, you went to the club and you didn't want to tell your boyfriend. And so you said you slept walk there?
No. Not what happened.
No.
Both of them were really embarrassing. I used to live on the third floor of our townhouse, my sorority sisters. And one night, I don't know what I did, but all of a sudden, I closed the door of the front. I was sleeping. I don't remember walking down or anything.
Right.
And I closed the townhouse, and I was outside. And I guess like by when I closed the door, it kind of woke me up. It jarred me.
Right.
And I was standing outside. I was standing outside in my pajamas.
Nude.
No, I had my pajamas on.
Okay, good.
But I didn't have keys to get back in, and I was locked out, and I didn't know what time it was. The sun was starting to come up, so it had to be like 4 or 5 in the morning.
I mean, it's a sorority, though. Just bang on that door, right? You girls are ready to go?
No. They were sound asleep. I had to crawl in through the front window to get back in the house.
Oh, man, I wish we had Ring cameras then.
One time, this is so embarrassing. One time, my husband, I got up, and I thought the chair... I guess I thought the chair was a bathroom.
Oh, what?
So I went like over to the chair and I started to like pull down my pajamas to go to the bathroom. And he like woke up and he saw me doing it.
At least he woke up.
And he was like, hey. And he like got up and he like brought me to the bathroom and then brought me back to bed. I don't remember any of it.
I'm just glad it hadn't begun. Like, you know what I mean? Because once it begins to stop and then go again, it's, you know.
Listen, he's watched me birth two children. He's seen worse.
I mean, just, you know, I feel for the chair. That's all.
Oh, have you ever sleepwalked?
I can't say that I've
really. Sleepwalk?
I mean, I think I've done the sitting up thing. And from time to time, I'll have conversations. So I'll wake up the next day and my wife will be like, so, how you doing this morning? She'll ask me questions about, like, as if I could remember.
She's being a detective.
Right. As if I made... My wife is always the detective. That is always her definitive role there.
1-800-330-9999. Have you ever gotten sleepwalking? Is it sleepwalking? Sleepwalk? How do I say it?
I don't know.
Sleepwalk?
Yeah, one
you know what
the
I
other.
Mean. Right. You can call or text. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever sleepwalk? 1-800-330-9999. And if you did, what happened? This comes up because one of the other things that the pandemic has ruined is our sleep patterns, and there's been a lot of people sleepwalking that never done it before.
Thanks, COVID.
Right.
Appreciate that.
Right. I only did it twice that I know of, and both times were really scary.
Because,
you know, one time I have no recollection. My husband told me the next day, and I was trying to go to the bathroom on a chair in our bedroom.
Right. Which is embarrassing.
Is embarrassing.
Could have been worse. You didn't start.
Luckily, it was just my husband.
Caught you before the stream went.
Right. And the other time, I locked myself out of my townhouse in college. I walked outside. I was just outside in my pajamas with the sun rising. And I had no idea how I got there or what happened.
Yeah, nickel drink night. Always a dangerous situation.
Well, they actually do say that like if you take medications to help you sleep or if you have a night where you go a little too hard.
Oh, yeah, like if you're on Ambien, you could be a zombie out there.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different things that categorize sleepwalking. It could be leaving the home, trying to drive, sitting up in bed, walking. But how did you sleepwalk? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Not me, but my sister. Oh, my gosh. We shared a room up until the time we were in high school. And I remember one time I was about 12, and she woke up and she got down her, like, Barbie dream house and started playing with it in the middle of the night. But oftentimes I would wake up with her taking the Barbies and, like, getting them into my bed. It would happen all the time, and there's nothing creepier than waking up to your sister, who is asleep, just playing with your Barbies, like, literally on top of me in bed.
No, I'm going to need my own room at that point.
Right.
I'm going to need to be around somebody that's not, right. I mean, like, if we're going to be in the same room, she's got to be chained to the wall. Totally disturbing.
I mean, that seems like a little bit extensive.
No!
Somebody actually wrote on our Facebook page that their grandmother used to chain their mother to the bed because she would sleepwalk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Can you imagine? And then Susan wrote on our Facebook page. You could always head to our Facebook page if you're not friends with us yet. Search Anna and Raven. She wrote, one of my younger sisters used to do it a lot. We find her on her hands and knees looking under the coffee table for cheeseburgers, rearranging furniture, and singing to the radio that wasn't on. Can you imagine?
That is creepy, man.
Oh.
I don't know about chains, but at least some Velcro. Like,
yeah.
give that kid some resistance before they get up to go do something.
Kristen wrote on her Facebook page as well, I walk and I talk. As a child, I was found on the front lawn looking up at the sky.
Oh, my gosh.
I've fallen downstairs. That's what I'm afraid
of. Can you imagine?
No.
Right? That's terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. You look it out and your child is in your front lawn.
I watched some alien movies, man, and maybe they're trying to take her.
Yeah. Daniel wrote, when I was 11, I woke up in my parents' bed. It was very awkward. Well, listen, at least you weren't 34.
Man.
At least you're still a child.
Wow.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Have you ever sleepwalked?
I actually used to sleepwalk for years. My wife has found me in some pretty unique scenarios. One time she found me in the basement taking bottles of beer out of the backup fridge and just putting them on the floor.
Good.
One by one. And then this other time, my daughter said that I walked into her room and just unplugged her iPhone and then just left. Crazy, crazy stuff. I never really did anything, never saw a doctor or specialist about it. And then eventually just kind of stopped doing it. Or at least I think I stopped.
Wait, how do you even know?
What if
you're still doing it?
Well, my wife hasn't said she's found me doing anything
anymore. Well, it's true, but what did she do?
You know, we read online you're not supposed to disturb people sleepwalking. So she just kind of let it play out. Eventually, I would just come back to bed.
Wow.
Right. I'm sorry I'm late for work this morning. I'm sorry I look like this. I've been awake the last 3 hours.
Rearranging my refrigerator.
Right. Well, Jim rearranged beer bottles on the floor. I don't. Okay.